Hello, my sexy kittens. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. I am Jaylana Stevett, the author, and I am super, super excited to have you with me here today. Wow, we are kicking off season 2, episode 1. Wow, what a time we are going to have today. This is called Keeping the Cookie in the Cookie Jar, Part 1. Wow. Yes, we've been on a hiatus for a few months, but I've been creating the content for this next season, and I'm very, very excited to bring this to you. So let's get all of the wonderful, amazing pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media at Instagram at Jaylana underscore Stevett, and on Facebook at Jaylana Stevett, the author, and Twitter at JSTVET. For all of my upcoming events, you can also see me on www.jaylanastevett.com, where you'll have all the information on my book, my podcast, the audio book that's scheduled to be released next month, and all kinds of other shit. Yes. So now that we have gotten all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's get right into it. So some of y'all remember last season we ended off with Jaylana's character deciding that she was going to keep the cookie in the cookie jar. So without further ado, let's begin season 2, episode 1, Keeping the Cookie in the Cookie Jar. As the new season began, it appeared some things hadn't changed with my girlfriends. Sheree had gotten through the hurdle of opening her first retail store, Kamara had a fresh new love, and Monique still had me blocked. Tammy was still heavily engaged with drug cartel activity, but that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day. The new season also brought some changes with me and one of my closest girlfriends. It appeared that Keisha had found herself in an entanglement. Again. Since Keisha was one of my closest girlfriends and my A1 from day one, I knew that I needed to catch up with her to let her know that yet again, I was her safe place, her secret keeper. That's what girlfriends do, keep each other's secrets. I sent Keisha a text to see what she was up to. Ooh. Hey girl, can you talk? Ooh. I can only text right now. Got a situation with Ramon. Ooh. Okay, just wanted to take you out for drinks. Let me know when. Ooh. Well, Ramon is going out of town with his brother. Why don't you just come here? Ooh. Perfect. Plus, I want to show you what I added to my arsenal. Oh, Lord. Bitch, if you don't get you some real dick. Oh, did I fail to mention that some other things had changed? As the seasons changed, so did my mindset, at least for the blog. I, Jaylana, decided to keep the cookie in the cookie jar. Whoop. I'm keeping the cookie in the cookie jar, damn it. And how the fuck is that working out for you, bitch? Ooh. Why don't you ask Boo Boo Kitty? Ooh. Girl, if you don't shut the fuck up about Boo Boo Kitty, bring your ass over here around 6. I will have wine for your soft ass and Tito's vodka for me. That way, the tea will pour, child. The tea will pour. And just like that, I looked forward to getting the tea. As I thought about the experience of keeping the cookie in the cookie jar, I thought to myself, it really hadn't been so bad. With the exception of spending time with Phoenix, Mr. Moto with the Mojo, as Boo Boo Kitty calls him. Before this experiment, He was showing a bit of interest, although I had my sights elsewhere, and he was local. Is this something I wanted to pursue after the cookie had been unleashed? My thoughts were suddenly interrupted by you-know-who. Good afternoon, Jay. Well, hello, Kitty. How have you been?
A little exhausted, to be honest.
How come, Kitty? Although we've been keeping the cookie in the cookie jar, your needs still have been met, haven't they?
Yes, Jay. I think that's the problem. You see, I'm used to a real-life penis, one that lives and moves like me. When he pulsates, it's a natural thing, not mechanicalized like that big pink thing that you have on the dresser.
Ah, here we go again. What really is the problem, Kitty? Is something on your mind?
Peter, a vagina like me has 99 problems, but your fake-ass dick definitely ain't one of them.
Look at you, trying to get all hood-like. We both know that pussy ain't for the streets.
Why do you have to be so crude, Peter Rabbit?
Aw, my bad. Excuse my rudeness.
Miss Kitty, it's just that ever since Jay brought home some other stuff, I ain't really had no real time with you. And a nigga like me needs to spend time with a pussy. You dig?
Which is exactly why I'm exhausted.
Afternoon, Bubu Kitty. I am Atashi Wan, and I am here to serve all of your sexual pleasures. Would you like a massage, Bubu Kitty?
Do you have to do this every time, Atashi? Why does fucking me have to be so ceremonial?
You don't like ceremony, Bubu Kitty? But you love it when me love you long time.
Oh, that's just a formality, Mr. Wan. And that's just something that I say. The problem is, you love me way too long time. And I hate to point out the obvious. But your vivation, your vibration, is very, very low. And Mr. Wan, unfortunately, I'm not able to get to my happy place. If it's going to be small, it should be the motion in the ocean. And unfortunately, your motion, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. You were probably a discount pickup, if I can recall, on sale even.
Hey! Boo Boo Kitty, I was balling on a budget, bitch. You know it came down to Hitachi and JJ. Well, JJ was $20 more. And I thought since the two were similar,
well, don't think again, Jay. JJ would have been a proven talent. Johnson was a variation of him, remember?
I thought we wanted to try something different. Remember?
I have to admit, I was a little intrigued. You know, I'll try anything once. Plus, I knew your bank account wasn't as luxurious as this pussy yet. So I totally get it. But now we're stuck with this guy, and we have to figure out what to do with him.
Well, Kitty, perhaps Keisha will have some suggestions. I was going to take you on a little visit today. Maybe we can bring Hitachi along and she can give us some advice.
How about that?
Wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. Y'all bitches ain't going nowhere without me.
And why the fuck do you think you should go, Peter Rabbit?
Because Keisha's part lesbo, that's why. Besides, she can show you bitches what to do with me.
He does make a point, Kitty. I mean, we both are not too partial to fake rubber dicks.
I know, right?
So am I in or am I in?
Well, Kitty, how can we say no?
Well, if he's coming, Jay, why don't you bring everybody along?
Kitty, quit acting like that. You act like there's a whole arsenal of sex toys just ready to please you.
That does sound kind of good, Kitty.
Yeah, I think. Well, you're not the one that has to do all the work, Jay.
Anywho, if we're taking everyone, we're taking Buster, too.
Well, you know how I feel about Buster Jay. He's actually a breath of fresh air on my little kitty. Hey, Buster. How you doing?
Hey, Miss Kitty. Miss Jay. How y'all beautiful ladies doing today?
Hey, Mr. Bullet. I believe we have an appointment later this evening.
You know I got you, Miss Lady. It's always my pleasure, baby.
Oh, Buster. I'm getting stirred up already.
Do y'all two need to get a room or not? Bust a bullet. Top of the morning to ya.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm talking to sex toys.
And my vagina.
Yeah, I really need to get some dick.
I told you, Jay.
Kitty, you'll say anything to get some penis.
Definitely no lies detected there.
Who asked you, Peter Rabbit? Mind your business. So, Jay, when are we going to see Keisha?
Well, we're headed there now. Are you ready?
I sure am. Let's go.
And just like that, I packed up Boo Boo Kitty and my bag of tricks and headed over to Keisha's house for some wine and some Tito's.
Are you looking for a sweet escape from reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling it will leave you both satisfied and searching for your next journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. Come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and a whole motherfucking vibe.